Good morning. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1. Let's just start from verse 1. It says, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my prayer for you all. In view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now, for I am confident in this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness how I long for you with all the affection of Christ Jesus. Amen. The key verse that I want to focus in and bring a kind of a devotional on today is on verse 6. He says, I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. You know, the years is, coming to a close, right? It's 2009, 2010 will be right upon us. And I've been thinking a lot these days, obviously, you know, this is supposed to be the year of the impossible, and I'll kind of be addressing that this Sunday a bit, you know, and, you know, there are things like, you know, I see in church, and I see in my own life, and, you know, and a lot of it is I see it in more so in the life of my kids, right? And, you know, I'll just be honest, right? There's certain behaviors and certain things that I wish would be different. You know, I wish that for my church, you know, like we're in the office, you know, trying to round up people who haven't signed up for the retreat yet, right? That seems to be the big task at church. And people offer up the lamest excuses, you know, and I mean, it's just kind of amazing. It's kind of like, wow, aren't you a part of this church? You know, like, you know, this is what commitment means and this kind of stuff. And but it's kind of like, well, you know, I don't feel like it. I don't, you know, whatever and stuff. And I realized, wow, and the heart was, man, I want to see some change and transformation take place. And then I see my own life as well, you know. And so I see, you know, areas that I need to grow in and areas that I want to change. You know, and then I what brought a lot of this reflection on was actually my kids. You know, Elise just turned 4, and you know, Emma is 2 now, and so you know they're not babies anymore. And I'm starting to see, you know, certain characteristics that I don't really like, and as well as my wife. You know, and you know, like my little one, Emma, man, she's just a screamer, you know. If she doesn't get her way, she just screams. And like top of her lungs, it drives me crazy, right? You know, and then Elise is kind of, I think, picked up on Emma because of that. And so she's starting to, you know, have a lot more tantrums and stuff. And, you know, and that's not something that we want to see in the characteristics of our kids, right, you know. And but it can't. So I'm going back to the verse here, right? So I'm not just complaining, even though it may sound like I'm complaining, you know. But and then you realize, you know, and the question is, God, you know, will they ever change? You know, the question for the church, Lord, will the church ever change? Lord, will I ever change? You know, will I be different? Well, you know, what can I overcome this? You know, can I be transformed in some way? And a lot of times, if you just think just in your own self, you know, it can be very discouraging. It's kind of like, I've been like this for years. I remember talking to, you know, some guys, and, you know, after the conversation, it's like, wow, man, this dude needs to change. You know, but it's like, wow, this guy's been like thinking like this way for 30-some years, you know. It's going to be so difficult for them to get out of that mindset. But see, that's contrary to the word of God. The Bible says in verse 6, Paul says, I'm confident of this thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it into the day of Christ. Right? Because it's God who began the work, you know, and the work that the context of what Paul is talking about, he's talking about the spiritual journey, the Christian life. You know, God started that Christian life in every one of us, and He will be faithful to complete it. You know, it's and I mean, we play a part in this thing, but it's not like, you know, when I look over at a church, it's not my project. It's God's project. You know, when I look at myself, you know, it's not my project. It's God's project. When I look at my children, I play a part in it, yes, but it's God's project. You know, this is what the Lord has started, you know, and He'll be faithful to complete it. You know, He's the one who began the good work. And so He will perfect it. He will finish it. He will transform it. He will, you know, there will be power and overcoming in, as a result of it until the Lord Jesus Christ comes. You know, and this is really the, I mean, personally for me, I think this is the beauty of the Christian faith, you know. Like Buddhism and other stuff, you can actually reach nirvana. You know, you can come to this place where you can, you know, and in their mind, you can be totally empty, right? The sense of absolute emptiness. And you can come to that place. You know, in Christianity, you know, there's always a going after. You know, and it doesn't mean that you'll never be satisfied and you get to that place, you know, but satisfaction continues to come. You know, and there's always a place to go to, because the key is until the day of Christ Jesus. You know, and so there's always a growing, you know, there's always a yearning, there's always a passion in our hearts, right, until Christ Jesus comes back. And so there's an internal drive. You know, A.W. Tozer talks about, you know, the fellowship of the burning heart, you know, that it's for people that are not so easily satisfied, you know, and that's the beauty of our faith, is that there's still a yearning, there's more of a growing until Jesus Christ comes back. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be satisfied throughout the process, right? Because God comes and He brings satisfaction into our lives in the process, in the journey, right? But there's always a journey ahead of us, you know, and it just continues to keep us going. And so let's kind of close our eyes today and let's think about as a reflection. Is there anything in your life that you kind of feel frustrated about? You know, you feel like, oh man, I wish I could change in this area or whatnot. Or maybe, you know, in your house church, or maybe with your friends that you're praying for. Or maybe it's your parents, you know, you're praying for your parents. You're like, oh man, I wish my dad would change and, you know, and whatnot. And in the midst of all that, as all that is happening, are you relying on your own power to change or bring about that transformation? Or are you putting your faith and trust in Jesus, who began a good work? And He will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to perfect it. It's not going to be us. It's going to be Him. And so if you are dealing with some frustrations or some things in your own life and the life of people around you, I just want to encourage you to, as Pastor Nate leads us in worship, to go before the Lord and just begin to just give that to Him right now. Just lay it down before Him.
will above all else. Your will above all else. My purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all things. Yeah. My heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out, everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all faith, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out of my soul. Cry everlasting, everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all faith, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out from the inside. Lord, my soul cries out, Lord.
Let's begin to pray this morning in our community. And if you sense there's people within the body that, you know, that really needs a touch from God and needs to be transformed. You know, when we're talking about, you know, he began this good work, maybe, you know, we sense that God began something, but it's kind of stuck now. And if you sense some people in our community, or maybe you're that person in our community, let's just pray for them. Let's spend some time and ask God's faithfulness to just abound in their life, that they may walk in the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's just cover our church members in this way. Let's pray for our house churches that are meeting tonight. And I hope you went and asked your leaders. And if you haven't, you go ask them again. How come they're not showing up to morning prayer? But I want you to go to pray for Conduit Road House Church and Pacific Place House Church and ask God to really bless them as they meet tonight, and the leaders, and that the Holy Spirit would just move over their lives. Let's just pray for these two house churches. As a mission focus, let's pray for China. And let's ask God to just place His hand upon this country. And let's pray for our missionaries there. Let's pray for the Chungs and ask God to continue to bless them. John's about to go out on a trip soon. Jane and the youngest son, Joseph, will be at the retreat. And so just pray for a safe travel to Hong Kong next week. Let's pray for the Chungs, for Matt and Pastor Nate's parents. They're fasting right now, trying to strategize for their prayer conference in November that their father shared with us last week or 2 weeks ago. Let's pray for just a sense of God's presence to come over them as they pray, as they fast this week, and as they take on spiritual forces around them. Let them be empowered with the armor of God and to be able to fight the good fight of faith. Let's just cover them. Let's pray for the kids' shelter in Chichihar. Ask God to bless our kids and cause them to grow in strength and favor and wisdom, favor with God and man, and grow in wisdom and stature. Let's just cover them and all the things that go on in their lives. And so let's just cover China and our missionaries. And lastly, let's pray for our retreat coming up. Let's ask God to really shine His light upon us and really empower us. Pray for our speaker, Stefan Hugo, and his team, that God would just speak to him and just give him words of wisdom and knowledge and be able to share to our community and just really be a good fit. Let's pray for their travel as they make their way here next week. Let's pray for all the logistics and all the planning. I know Kenny's working overtime right now, trying to get everything together. Let's continue to pray for all the logistics. We have, I think, right now 165 people signed up, and so our target is 200, and so we have a little ways to go. And so let's just ask God that we would just come as a community, and there would be such an empowering during this time, and people's prayer lives would be awakened as well. So let's just cover this retreat. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are such a faithful God, Lord. And God, we come and we confess, God, that, Lord, you began the work in our lives. You began the work in our lives, in the lives of our family, Lord. You began the work in this church, Lord, and you'll be faithful to complete it, God. You'll bring the transformation, Lord. You'll bring the necessary growth and the challenges, God, that allow us to grow. Lord, you're gonna accomplish all these things, Lord. And so forgive us for doing everything on our own strength, God. Forgive us for relying on what we can do, Lord God. Lord, we want to just get out of that, Lord, and just we want to do what only you can do, Father. And so come, Holy Spirit, and breathe life over us, God, our families, our workplaces, our communities, Lord. God, and as we just simply rely and trust, God, that it's your work and that you are faithful, we bless you. God, we love you so much, God. Watch over us this day, Lord, and help us, God, to bring glory, incredible glory to your Son, Jesus, and all that we do today. We bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys today. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.